This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Breaking NFL news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
As we will be doing all week long, a lot of breaking news coming in today. Not only have the Panthers signed safety Trevon Mooring to a three-year deal worth $51 million, one of the biggest quarterback dominoes is now off the board as the Seahawks, fresh off trading Geno Smith over the weekend, have agreed to terms with Sam Darnold, 3 years, nearly $100 million, probably the best domino that could fall has fallen, and he's falling the way of Seattle. And I know there'd been reports out there on every different iteration of social media that Darnold was really struggling with staying and receiving the coaching of Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota, but for a much lesser fee, or going and taking the money in Seattle. I do think going to the Seahawks is a risk. They're on their third OC in
for
3 years.
Sure, it's a risk. Yeah.
I like Mike McDonald a lot, but that doesn't mean anything. He's been a head coach in the NFL once. But when you have a crack at $100 million, you probably should take it.
Yeah, ESPN saying $110 million and $55 million in guaranteed money. So that's more than the Baker deal, by the way.
Yeah.
Everyone put Baker price tag on Sam Darnold, and he got paid much more than that. But it is a risk. I told you last week I thought it'd be a coward move if he just stayed with Minnesota, and it would show a lack of belief in his own abilities. So I like that he's betting on himself. But it's interesting, as Seattle, you watch Tyler Lockett go, you watch DK Metcalf be traded to the Steelers. I love JSN. I think we all love JSN. But the trash offensive line, not much of a running game because they had such a trash offensive line. It's tough.
Well,
that's going to be tough.
And specific to what you just said, it's not a great draft for the O-line, meaning in terms of like blue chip prospects, even the guys who are up at the top of the board are kind of pushed there, like Will Campbell and Banks and Connerly. So if they go top 10 or top 15, it's kind of could be a pretty big mistake there. And it's not a great year for receivers either.
Yeah.
Like Luther Burden is probably the guy that I'd feel best about, unless you consider Travis Hunter is a true number one wide receiver or as a true wide receiver. So, you know, you usually look at, okay, you got the quarterback, now what are you going to do with the rest of it? Well, there's a reason why the Bears, to address their interior line, traded future picks or low round picks for Jonah Jackson and Joe Tooney, because they looked around and saw the available guard market and said, yeah, we're not going to overspend on those guys.
Yeah, that's going to be a wake-up call, I think, in a lot of ways for Sam Darnold. There's a lot of comfort in Minnesota and playing with guys like Justin Jefferson that doesn't exist in Seattle, although you do have a much better division now.
Yeah.
You move away from the NFC North, so you don't take on Jordan Love, Caleb Williams,
San Francisco's
and Jared
in a
Goff.
Rebuild. Arizona's Arizona.
Arizona's Arizona, exactly. But it's much easier for that little stretch.
So I will say, at $100 million, was it 55 guaranteed?
Yeah.
There's a part of me that wonders, we couldn't get in on that?
So I wanted to ask you, yeah, did you think the Browns should have been in on Sam Darnold at that price tag?
So you and I have always been... like, okay, here's the thing.
That is a two-year deal, essentially, if you make it $55 million.
There's a push and pull with Sam of that's as good as, like that the guy that he was last year, if he can be that or better, it's not quite a franchise quarterback, but it's just on the auspices of it. So you can win a lot of football games, and you can win consistently with that. The problem is, we saw the first 5 years in the NFL, and they weren't very good. As a matter of fact, they were disastrous outside of like 1 year in New York. But if the goal is to win this year, yeah, I think with $55 million guaranteed, and I understand that this would mean you'd have to add a couple false years, and that if it doesn't work out, that Sam Darnold and Deshaun Watson are going to eat up cap space until 2030, and you're not going to be any closer to winning. I get that. That would have been at that deal at what, not even $30 million guaranteed, or roughly $30-plus million guaranteed a year? Yeah, I think that's worth it. Right now in the quarterback market, when Geno Smith himself is probably going to get 40 from Vegas.
I think about the situation he's now in, and I just don't see it working out for him. You go to a place that's going to try to win defensively more than offensively. A situation, though, that just seems like it's just fraught with problems. It's not going to go well for him. I really don't think so. But then again, too, I also thought Dave Canales was the one that got Geno Smith on the right track. And then Geno did for two more years after Canales was gone. He was still good. So
if you're just joining us, Sam Darnold, the first big quarterback domino board. We are still awaiting any sort of news on Aaron Rodgers. He's been connected with the Pittsburgh Steelers today. It looks like maybe Justin Fields might be going elsewhere. We don't have an official spot on that yet. But you guys are going to make sure to listen all day long, streaming on the traditional terrestrial radio, as we continue to have breaking news about every 5 seconds here.
By the way, while we're still talking quarterbacks, Mary Kay Cabot just came out with her, and because I now got Twitter back, we can see what Mary Kay is saying. She's saying if the Steelers don't re-sign Russell Wilson, the Browns should heavily pursue Russ.
On purpose?
On purpose, yeah.
Is that a report?
On purpose.
Is that her report, or is that an opinion?
I think that's more opinion than it is report. But as we know with Mary Kay, a lot of the times, she's connected very well.
She knows it about as well as anybody in town.
If they don't land Wilson, the Browns should strongly consider him, is what she went on to say as well.
I would strongly suggest otherwise.
Okay.
A lot of it is, if we're dipping our toes in the Russell Wilson waters, I'll just wait for Kirk Cousins. Or I'll just sign somebody that is just as – because I do think Russ is cooked. I think that's what last year showed.
He stopped cooking. He is cooked.
He is officially cooked. And
he brings so much drama that I don't think people realize.
Well, and it's
there's a lot attached to Russell Wilson.
So if your ceiling is the 16th best quarterback in the NFL, and you have...
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drama, it's not worth it.
I think that ceiling is even generous at this point.
Yeah, you're probably right. Maybe the 20th best quarterback. That's like the Rodgers thing really does strike me as a stroke of genius. We'll get into more of this later. Rodgers, I think, was just starting to warm up. I really think he was starting to get better and better coming off that Achilles injury last year.
Yeah.
And I think he got stronger as the year went on. It wouldn't surprise me in a much better context than the Jets, which I think the Steelers are, with DK Metcalf, maybe with Pickens, with Freiermuth, with that defense. It wouldn't surprise me if Aaron Rodgers was the guy that finally got them a playoff win for the first time in damn near a decade.
Yeah, I don't know that I don't know that Pickens is going to be there day one.
Yeah, that
I'm kind of expecting a George Pickens trade. I don't know that Pickens and Metcalf can share the same room together.
Why is that?
They're just so toxic.
What if their toxicity balances out?
This isn't a 2+2, two positive equaling a negative.
No, when you're looking for the perfect person, you're not looking for somebody who's not crazy. You're looking for somebody who's crazy matches your crazy. DK Metcalf and George Pickens crazy matches each other.
Yeah, this is like, I'm sure you've had any girlfriends in the past where their best friend is then absolutely insane and they're also insane. It never goes well.
I do not recall. 216-474-0092. So, as breaking news continues to come in here, Sam Darnold to Seattle, we do kind of turn our sights back to Myles Garrett here. Myles Garrett's re-signing with the Cleveland Browns. And at some point, we are going to get to the Myles side of this. But in terms of stability, in terms of strengthening your position moving forward, did anybody help themselves as much as Andrew Berry with the handling of this situation?
I mean, the laser eyes are back. Andrew Berry had what was perceived to be a pretty good weekend. And I'm kind of surprised that he gets so much adulation based off of Myles Garrett just relenting. But I guess if the actual warfare that was had here was just get Myles to break down and realize that you're going to stand firm, then I guess that's a job well done by Andrew Berry.
So there's a part of me that thinks, like, Kevin Stefanski is going to have to answer for his struggles in this regular season. He's going to have to win some games, and he's going to have to reprove his value to Jimmy Haslam. If Andrew Berry does nothing else, winning this very public, very vocal standoff with Myles Garrett and keeping Myles in the fold, even if it only extends this another year, or another 2 years, whatever it is, even if this becomes recurring drama, keeping Myles happy-ish and in the fold, I think will probably be seen as a massive win by Jimmy Haslam, by the Haslams in general. It's a quorum. They act together. But yeah, I would not be surprised if this is the kind of thing that a year from now, if the Browns go 5-12, if Kevin leaves or if Kevin is fired and Andrew stays, I think this might be one of the things, like the handling of the Myles Garrett situation is why the Browns still feel confident with Andrew.
Yeah, and I think the real win here and what helps to them feel comfortable with Andrew is that this didn't go to June, that he got it done on March 9th. And so now they can figure out not only their whole draft, you can figure out your free agency, and you can figure out how you exactly want to attack next season. Like, that really is. That's impressive. Now, what would have happened, Nick, if they weren't able to get a job done together or a deal done together? Like, the 24 hours just comes and pass. The clutch can't get anything figured out. Is that when then Andrew Berry was at his breaking point?
No, I don't think so. We know we can't take Myles at his word anymore. We will take Andrew Berry at his word. I don't think you go from absolutely not to let's trade this guy overnight. I think it would have taken it until probably the month of the late April, right before the draft, for the Browns to actually crack in any of this. And even then, I don't know they would have.
Yeah,
like that's where you get the benefit of the doubt, though. When you get Myles Garrett to Myles didn't even make it to free agency.
Yeah,
you want to talk about weak-willed and embarrassing? Like Myles, like a month ago,
just didn't have his heels dug in the way that we thought he did.
Myles Garrett told everybody and God, this isn't about money. Nope, this is about winning. It's never been about going from Cleveland to Canton. It's been about going to Super Bowls, and then nothing changed for the Cleveland Browns. They didn't add any players.
The lack of time in between is embarrassing.
No one was hired or fired. And so the reality is, because you were able to co-opt him in or coerce him into staying with $40 million a year average, the day before free agency tells me, yeah, the Browns were going to go the distance with this.
I mean, it just would have been easier if, let's say the Browns did sign Russell Wilson, if Myles Garrett could have been like, I've always been the biggest Russell Wilson fan, and like shows up with a Russ jersey, and it's like, this did it for me.
Oof.
And then a lot of people would have got mad that they signed him only because it would have impressed Myles. But like, you would have had a leg to stand on, at least.
All right, so we do have some more breaking news here.
Let's hit. Breaking NFL news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
It's not the domino that was going to go to Pittsburgh. It is a significant domino. Darius Slay is signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think Darius is washed. That is a really good move for a defense that was already pretty darn good. So Darius Slay signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers in what I think you can say is a really darn good fit. So we got breaking news coming in left and right here. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Were the Steelers worried about like PTO or something today? Larry Ogunjobi also released. They got to get all their trades and all their moves in like an hour.
Bring him home.
Oh, he was really bad last year.
He really was not
very
good.
He was pretty bad last year.
Maybe that Cleveland home cooking. It's okay. Been 5 years. All right, we continue right here. But as we come back, did the Browns win some of your trust back with their handling of the Myles Garrett situation? Did Andrew Berry win some of your trust back? And the Myles Garrett pitch I actually want to hear. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.